is to make that final decision on who they will support in this year's local government elections. Political parties are using the lack of service delivery as one of their key election promises. Voters may be excused for being cynical about these promises, looking at the hundreds of municipalities that have collapsed, with roads littered with potholes and raw sewage running down the streets. The question we are exploring this morning is, why are our municipalities failing? And joining us on the line, we have political analyst Professor Amanda Ghose. Amanda, as always, thank you so much for your time. A very good morning and welcome to Radio Islam International.
Good morning and thank you for having me.
How did we reach this situation? I was just mentioning on air a little earlier that as part of our roadshows, we've been to a number of country towns in the last couple of weeks. In most of these towns, Stanerton, Piet Retief, Balfour, we were in Kinross, etc., the roads are very badly damaged. Residents talk about no access to electricity and water on a very regular basis. Why, in your opinion, have we reached such a stage when it comes to service delivery at municipality level?
Well, there are various reasons for this state of disrepair. And the first one is with who are recruited to become officers of members of council in these municipalities. Now, these are, if we look at the history of the past 20 years, these are not people who come in with a certain set of skills. If you want to work at a local level where service delivery is of utmost importance, because that is the level of government that's closest to the people, you have to have a certain skill set, you know, how to fix roads, how to make the maintenance of water installations, electricity, and so on. If we look, for example, people who were recruited, their history, some of them were teachers, some of them were social workers. They're not the type of people that has the right skill set. But the reason why people want to be in local government is because they see it as a place where they can access a salary, that they can become part of patronage networks, so it's a way of making money. And we see that in these political assassinations, people are so determined to get into local government that they are actually killing each other. So it's not about the people and it's not about service delivery. Then if we go and look at the report of the Auditor General, only 13% of our local governments are financially viable. The rest all get qualified audits, which means that there are wasteful expenditures. So this is using money to do things that you're not supposed to do. For example, having parties and so on. And also corruption. So there's no money left to do the service delivery. Now, if we also look at the fact that because people don't have the skills, they also don't have the abilities to actually gather the necessary payments, for example, for electricity. Municipalities owe Eskom around 36 billion rand. Those are uncollected payments. So those payments, in fact, have to contribute towards money for service delivery. So that is, I think, really very problematic. And then there's the fact that people also believe that boundaries weren't correctly drawn. So some people, and now I'm talking about the citizens, they don't want to be in certain municipalities. They want the boundaries to be redrawn. And that leads to a whole lot of conflict between the municipality and the voters. So you know, I think it's a combination of these factors, but it makes for a very dismal situation.
When you look at the manifestos and you look at the campaigns of the various political parties, especially the bigger ones, is there any one of those parties that have a workable plan, in your opinion? You can promise the world, you can make broad statements, but does anyone sound like they have a workable plan when it comes to rectifying the situation at municipality level?
Well, you know, I see with the bigger parties, we have the same old promises that we always have. And the problem here is that you can promise a lot, but the dysfunctionality is of such a nature that you will have to actually clean out those municipalities and start over. Now, in municipalities run by the ANC, there is huge factional infighting and differences. So that's already something that paralyzes service delivery. The one party that I think, course, these manifestos look pretty much like they would look for a national election, which it's not. So it must speak to the local issues. And the only party that actually managed to do that is the DA. Because what the DA has done is very interesting. They've named municipalities and they said, this is what we will do in this municipality. So they actually setting themselves up to be held accountable. And I think that's really important. And we see also that in municipalities where the DA governs, you know, there's actually good service delivery. So we need to also understand that there needs to be an accountability mechanism. How do you keep these people who are supposed to fill the potholes, supposed to you make sure your garbage is collected, how do you keep them accountable? It cannot be that difficult, but parties don't actually design some type of accountability mechanism.
What do we do then as voters? How can we use this election to ensure that service delivery improves at municipal level?
Well, you know, the only way I think right now is that don't vote for the party that's not giving you the necessary service. If you don't think you want to vote for any other party, is vote for an independent candidate, because those independent candidates, they actually don't come in on some ideological platform, but they come in, they know the local government, they know the local communities, and they may actually contribute to actually change some of the very bad behavior of the local councils. I think part of the problem of local councils is that they're hugely politicized. They're not supposed to be politicized. Those officials are supposed to be nonpartisan in order to deliver service. So the only people now, you know, are either the smaller parties or the independent candidates who actually come in and say, I want to do this, that, and the other, and I know the communities. But don't vote for the same party. You're going to get the same bad service delivery.
Is there anything significant that stands out this time around when it comes to the state of municipalities and what the political parties are putting on the table compared to 2016?
Not really, no. I don't think so. I mean, I think this is just... And also, you have to remember now that the parties have a very small run-up to this election. So that's why parties use their old manifestos for the national election. They didn't have time to prepare. They think that they can sort of pull the wool over the eyes of the voters by look, say, look, this is what we can do for you. No, it's pretty much same old promises.
What will coalitions help or make it worse? There are those who feel that Joburg, Nelson Mandela Bay, Tshwane, service delivery at municipality level became worse due to non-functional coalitions.
Absolutely, because we don't do coalitions well in South Africa. It depends on which party holds the power. And we see that, you know, where there's three parties or, say, two parties and an independent that has to work together, they get into, you know, disagreements on what should happen. And some parties ideologically exploit other parties, blackmailing them by saying, if you don't do this, I won't do that. And that paralyzes service delivery. And my fear is that after this election, we will have more coalition governments because I think people are now so deeply divided about who they're going to vote for. And rather than seeing that, you know, a coalitions can actually do good work because people from different parties that have different ideas about things can work together and get some consensus on what needs to be done, it's going to lead to a lot of hostility and paralysis of service delivery, even worse than we have now.
Professor Amanda Goos, thank you so much for your time. Really appreciate it.
You're welcome.